And in general, if you have p atoms in the unit cell, then there will be 3p branches. If you have 3 atoms in the unit cell, you're going to get differential equations, 3p differential equations that you would have to write down. The x, y, and z motion of all p atoms in the unit cell. That would give you 3p differential equations. And this, in the end, will give you 3p solutions for omega. 3 of them are always acoustic modes. 1 of them is longitudinal, and 2 of them are transverse. And then you get 3p minus 3 optical modes. So if you have something like strontium titanate, which has 5 atoms in the basis, then you have 3 acoustic modes and 12 optical modes. This is, I think, the only phonon dispersion curve that's in Cattell, and it's showing the phonon dispersion for germanium. Germanium has diamond structure, like silicon does. And so it's got 6 solutions. 2, if you plot them from 0 to L, this is in the 111 direction. Diamond is FCC, so the 111 direction, the symmetry point would be L here. And there are 2 transverse acoustic, and this is the 1 longitudinal acoustic, and then there are 1 longitudinal optic and 2 transverse optic modes. And there's a band gap here.